On its website, the FBI claims that its core values are, quote, rigorous obedience to the Constitution of the United States, respect for the dignity of all those we protect, compassion, fairness, and uncompromising personal and institutional integrity. Michael Ratner, vice president of the New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights, thinks the opposite is true.
Well, they certainly have never enforced those values, obviously. I mean, the Constitution is turned on its head for them. They go after particular races and political views, and integrity would be low on their list.
Ratner was not surprised that the FBI was spying on left-wing activists and organizations during the administrations of Ronald Reagan and the first George Bush. He says that in the 80s, the center exposed spying on groups opposed to U.S. wars in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua. What's been added to the story now, he says, is more detail on just how extensively the FBI was tracking progressive dissidents.
It went into everybody who even wrote a letter to the editor supporting the peace movement or saying there should be less nuclear weapons, or anybody who went to a meeting. So it was a very, very broad-scale surveillance that was going on not just against the Central America groups, but against really domestic peace activists.
Oakland City Council President Ignacio de la Fuente was one of the international labor organizers targeted by the program supervised by confessed traitor Robert Hansen. He says that he and other activists in the 80s knew they were being spied on and that their organizations and demonstrations were being infiltrated. De la Fuente says the fact that the FBI is watching hasn't altered his activism.
Not at all. You know, I always felt and feel now that that what I was doing was the right thing to do. That's what I do for a living, represent workers. I didn't care then, and I don't care now about what they do, because I know that what me and a lot of other people who are doing and are doing is the right thing to do. I think there's no activist that don't know that somehow they're going to end up in some file somewhere. That's the way it is, you know, and I think that we have to just know that that's happening. We knew then, I tell you. And really, it doesn't bother me a bit, okay? So.
De La Fuente's casual attitude has been echoed by fellow FBI target Barney Frank, the gay Democratic congressman from Massachusetts. Ratner quotes Frank as calling the FBI's probe of activists a hangover from the Cold War. But the constitutional expert doesn't think activists should shrug off the matter.
The message is that if you write a letter to the editor, if you go to a political meeting, if you call your congressman about something, if you write an email some too often, that the FBI will pick you up.
Ratner thinks that environmental activists, Arab Americans, and Middle East peace activists are especially vulnerable now. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Kelia Ramirez in Oakland.